The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Happy Sunday or happy whatever day you decide to listen to this, because that's most important.
Yep.
Man, it's been another interesting week in the world of professional wrestling. It's been another week of more fiery conversation and storyline happening outside of the actual federations than in. And of course, you're tuned into the show that talks about all of that like nobody else in the world. So please sit back, listen, vibe out, if you will, to the first Black Champ podcast. And I am still your podcast Intercontinental Champion, Camp from the Port.
And I'm JR Bang, and behind me, you have Liam Bang in the background with his car and everything. But make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download wherever you get your favorite podcast. Check us out on the Barber's Chair Digital. Shouts out to everybody on the team, Pierce, Scott, Flows, and the gang. Check all of the podcasts out there. Just type in Barber's Chair Network, and you will get all of that content and much, much more. Make sure you go get the merch. You see Camp with the yellow on. You got the sun rising behind the champ. So y'all go ahead and get that. And man, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, FBC.POD, FBC_POD. Get all of that. You see, Camp got the podcast Intercontinental Championship belt on. I already know he's going to get off on one of these segments because, man, I already know he's ready to talk his shit. But we going to start with, quite possibly, the best segment in on SmackDown in quite some time.
Yeah.
The kickoff SmackDown, the Bloodline came through. Roman Reigns talked his ish. Sami Zayn, it was something that I was already noticing, that Sami Zayn was the only one with a different Bloodline shirt on. So it was already in my mind that maybe this is the day that they kick him out. I don't know, but it was just weird that he had on one shirt and everybody else had the We The One shirt, even though he's technically not blood.
Yeah.
It's just
he had the old merch on.
Exactly. He had the old orange.
You know what I'm saying? He had the 365 a champ.
Shit there on. You go. Yeah. Right. So they get to talking, they get to doing the thing. Sammy towards the end after Solo or Solo Sequoia. I don't know if they're gonna cut off the Sequoia name because they kept saying Solo. Doing that promo, but he gets put over big. And one of the interesting things was is that he didn't come from Paul Heyman, he didn't come from Roman Reigns or the Usos. He came from the Elders. We know the Elders are Alpha and Sika, so it's interesting there that even though he the tribal chief, the Elders like, yo, send the kid down.
Right, right.
Roman Reigns had to let it be known. They may have did that, but I'm still the tribal chief. Acknowledge me. The acknowledgement happens. So he's blessed in. Sami Zayn wants to interrupt, and it starts to feel weird. It starts to feel a little bit weird, ladies and gentlemen. Starts to feel weird because Roman Reigns is like, yo, you got to take that shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn is looking like, ah, what's going on here? Go ahead and get that shirt off, Fembo.
Mm-hmm.
Jey Uso is playing this up to a T.
Yeah, on some OG Bobby Johnson shit.
Yes.
But before the dust.
Take that off. Take that off, G.
Take that shit off.
Basically. And it leads to him ripping the shirt off Sami Zayn.
Yeah, man.
So I'm like, nah, he about to get blessed in. And sure enough, he's blessed in. He's not only blessed in merchandise-wise, he's given his own shirt.
Yeah, yeah, man.
The honorary Oos with the S and the Z in the middle at the top. Sami got merch for Bloodline. He is now blessed in. Jimmy is happy. They do the handshake. He hugs Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jey Uso's face was priceless.
Yeah, man.
But Sami Zayn is not only a member of the Bloodline as an honorary Oos.
Mm-hmm.
Later on that night, him and Solo was out here whooping ass.
Yeah, man.
So you even see a bit of a different and new mean streak, so to speak, of Sami Zayn.
For sure.
But we know where this leads, Camp. We know where this is going. This is more than likely going to be as high as Sami Zayn gets, because there's no titles to be won unless they surprisingly take the belt off of Gunther and give it to Sami Zayn, which would shock me. This is probably the highlight, the zenith, because sooner rather than later, we all expect Sami Zayn to get unceremoniously kicked out the Bloodline.
Okay.
But if that happens, because of what we saw on Friday, the pop, the excitement. Is Sami Zayn entering Daniel Bryan B-plus player Mankind versus the Corporation territory?
By what you're describing, yes. I do believe so. And I think now, see, and the difference, the thing is with that versus this, like, he got merch now. And that merch is universal. Like, all the ones in the sky gonna have a lot of honorary Oos shirts on. I know what you're saying, and I know what we expect to happen. But I don't see Sami Zayn leaving the Bloodline for a minute. Like, this, they not going, like, he literally has to cost Roman Reigns something. That's the only way that it's gonna happen from what I'm watching right now. Because that was big, right? You know, the way sports entertainment works, ladies and gentlemen, is that, yeah, you can be good in the ring. You can have catchphrases, and you can be a very highly entertaining person as well as a great worker in the ring. But once they specify merch for you and it's unveiled with the biggest stars either on the show or the company, that means this ain't going to phase out like that fast. It actually means that, man, maybe, just maybe, we get main event Sami here for this fourth quarter run before it turns into something, before it turns into Jay versus Sami Zayn, which I still want to see. That's still going to be one of the best matches whenever it happens.
Man, I agree with you. And when I say short term, I do mean fourth quarter going into first quarter. We gonna get two quarters of this.
Oh, yeah.
And to your point, that's the first thing that I thought. This is universal merch. Yeah. Everybody can wear this now.
Yeah.
That's why I positioned the question the way that I positioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of those two, this might even be bigger. And I know that Daniel Bryan and Mankind ended up with the world championship. And I don't expect Sami Zayn to end up with a world championship considering where we are at in the world with Roman Reigns holding both belts.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. I will say this. And I know this is not going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but you put yourself in position. Mm-hmm. I throw another name in there that I did not want to throw up in there. Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
I think this has the potential to be Kofi Mania. I'm not saying it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but it has Kofi Mania potential depending on when they pulled the trigger
mm-hmm.
in kicking Sami Zayn out of the bloodline.
Well, to answer your question or to confirm what you're just saying, I think it's bigger off top for every reason why you said. Sami Zayn has got himself over being a tag-along. Not competing for any title.
Yep.
And he doesn't appear to want a title at all. He just wants to be down with Roman Reigns and the bloodline. That's it. And there is, like, this is one of the most unique stories that we'll ever see, because Sami Zayn is not playing like the slow person you feel sorry for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not playing the wimp or the punk. He sacrificed himself. We've seen that before. And he ready to put in work. He ready to talk shit. He want to do like everything. But he doing it under the act of, yeah, I run with the bloodline. Y'all can't fuck with us. Like seemingly, he's the Emilio Sparks of the bloodline. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I'm just the nigga out front that's talking whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. What you want to do, man? Man, Beans, come up here. Free, come up here. Young Guns, come up here. Y'all done. Mm-hmm. Don't let Jay come. like Sami Zayn's is the Emilio Sparks of the bloodline. Damn. And, hey, he was great in State Property, too. One and two, I think, matter of fact. I think he was great in
Yo, both. Yeah. Yo, I so, just, man, you, damn. Damn, Ross, I had up? To stop you because I had to think, like, damn, wait a minute. Roman Reigns is Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Uso is Benny Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is Memphis Bleek.
Solo free.
Is free. Sami Zayn is Sparks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, look, he got on the single. You know what I mean? It took off.
He's giving it to me. He got the hook.
Yo. Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, and when you throw that on, people get up. You know what I'm saying?
They say his part because he got the hook. Wow.
So yeah. So that's why I see this going like for a minute. And oh man, I think it's super dope. Hey, yep, and Paul Heyman is Dave.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
Look great. At
we just tied hip hop and wrestling together for y'all. One more time. Make sure y'all let people know that the first Black Champ podcast told you first. All right. And yeah, man, I see it going well. Because I think they're gonna sell a good million of them honorary Ooh shirts over this weekend if they haven't already.
Man, that shirt might rival NWO shirts.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s. I am going on a limb to say that right there is going to, when you turn on Monday,
mm-hmm.
when you turn on Friday, it's the all-inclusive shirt.
Yeah, yep.
NWO was all-inclusive.
Yeah.
It was the group.
Yep.
It wasn't, even though the Smoking Skull is probably a higher seller.
Right.
That's Stone Cold, probably.
Yeah.
That's because I still see more NWO shirts worn than any shirt in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the shirts that are all inclusive mm-hmm. is the one that gets the move.
Yeah.
They just made an all-inclusive shirt.
Yeah.
With that, everybody can be a member of the Bloodline now. Everybody could be a member of – everybody could be the ones now.
Yeah.
Like, let's go back to SummerSlam. What was we giving out? Lay.
Yeah. Everybody wanted the lay.
Everybody wanted the lay because the lay at that time significantly showed you that you can be a part of the Bloodline without buying the shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, we see we got more. Goddamn.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn. Tamina is a meal. Naomi is Foxy. Dwayne is either Big Daddy Kane or Jack. Oh, goddamn.
No, hey, no, nah, really, no. Nah. Yeah, I'm not, because we're not making it gender specific. Now, nah, Naomi PD crack, dog.
That's
because she, hey, listen, who else has got the other hits? Like, who else got the other hits in state property?
Damn.
PD crack.
No, 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 no. Somebody had to be Kanye.
Yeah, but that's not state property, though. That's not.
No,
state
I mean,
property.
But we've now moved into rock territory, though.
Okay, okay.
And essentially, we've now moved into rock territory when you add other people.
All right, if you add other people, then I feel Naomi got to be Kanye then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow, this is. I did not expect
Tamina
this.
Can be pretty peaty crack. You know what I mean?
Did Tamina win the title?
Oh yeah, her and Natalie won the
they did. So she could be, Peter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey man, it all works, man. It all works.
This is wild.
Yeah, I'm curious because shoot, Vince got the re-release on the NWO shirts, and that's how I got mine,
man.
So you know what I mean? So no, but the honorary Ooh shirt and the We the One shirt, those are big. Those are very big and specific. I'll be honest. As a collector of WWE merch specifically, I never wanted one of the shirts before because it had their faces on it. I'm just kind of weird about just wearing a man on my chest. But when you got something that just say We the Ones or honorary Ooze, you know what I mean? Like
so Brando.
I those part. And unless you like, if you're a dead icon, maybe because I bought Biggie shirts, right? You know what I'm saying? Like I have a handful of Biggie t-shirts, but I don't want a living man on my chest.
No.
That's just me.
Hey, Brando's a fool. Brando may have won it. Yeah, Naomi is Jay because she's off on a reservation, right?
Yo.
Now. Hey, man, this is why we love our black, first black champ homies, man.
Absolutely, man.
Shit Shows like
all
that.
All y'all, man. We appreciate it.
That's out to all of y'all. But yeah, man, I like the We the One shirt is cool.
Yeah.
But honorary Ooze means I'm officially with y'all.
Yeah, I'm down. I ain't false flagging with this song.
Right, like being an honorary Ooze, and yes, I'm about to go there, Kent. Being an honorary Ooze is like being on the basketball team, and for protection, they make you a GD.
Yeah.
Or a vice lord. So you become basketball folks, you become basketball lord. That's what you become.
Yeah.
That's essentially what being an honorary Ooze is. So being an honorary Ooze is letting the GDs in the door.
Yeah.
That is essentially what has happened.
Shout out to Ruger.
Vince McMahon, Triple H, well, not Vince McMahon, but Triple H, Stephanie McMahon has essentially let the GDs in the door by creating the honorary Ooze shirt. Because now everybody, just like when you went to the Kanye joints and everybody was like, they let the GDs in the door.
Yeah.
Now it means something to put the one up because you have the shirt that says that you are one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So man, hey, Sami Zayn is basketball folks. He wrestling folks right now.
Yeah.
He wrestling lord. No, Bobby Lashley is wrestling lord.
Okay, yeah. That's true. That's true.
He's wrestling lord. So Sami Zayn is wrestling folks right now. That's what he is, and he's going to kill it. Now, let me go back to what I had said earlier about Kofi Mania, Sami Zayn situation. Man, no man, no man. If they were to pull the trigger, right? If they were to pull the trigger and say, you know, we're going to beat up, right? If beat up Sami Zayn or whatever, and we're gonna, because you can't just not beat his ass. Like, everybody got to take turns on beating wrestling folks' ass. The pop that he will receive is going to be phenomenal when he comes back and he attacks the guys. So they can't, they have to keep this past WrestleMania. Because if you keep, if you do this during WrestleMania season, the fans taking it over, you will get hijacked. I'll go as far as to say The Rock versus Roman Reigns would not mean anything if you jump Sami Zayn before WrestleMania. To your point, Sami Zayn would have to cost Roman Reigns the title. Or Roman Reigns would have to take his anger and frustration out on somebody from losing to The Rock. And he takes it out on the honorary Uso. And say, if you ain't blood, you ain't here. They beat his ass. And then we don't see him to SummerSlam. And then we get Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, hopefully in Nashville, for SummerSlam.
Man, I'm with it.
Because I don't see, like, at first I was thinking Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus the Usos, tag team champions. And you can still get that. That's a possibility that you can still get that. But after, and then especially after seeing how Jay reacted to all of this. Jay like, man, fuck dude, basically. But the person who's going to have to do the kicking out going to have to get in the ring with him sooner or later once the breakup happens. So I think the WWE, if they've done anything right in the Triple H era, they have done the bloodline right. And they've done Sami Zayn right. And when you look at the B-plus player, it drove on your emotions because they were saying Buddy was a B-plus player because essentially he was short. And so to speak, he wasn't muscular like Batista. He wasn't, you know, cunning like Randy Orton. He couldn't be the face of the place, you know. So he had the trials and tribulations to get to Triple H in order to win the belt. Through Triple H, then to go to Batista and Randy Orton and go up against people that, you know, they supposed to both whoop his ass and he end up winning the championship. Mankind. The whole double turn with him and The Rock at Survivor Series, deadly game. He thought he was the member of the corporation. He thought he was Vince McMahon's son. He thought he was the homie. And then they unceremoniously threw his ass out, which led to a feud between him and The Rock, which in turn, he wins two championships, world championships, transitional or not. Which, even going back, which is why I have said Sami Zayn could win the championship and not be a long-term champ. He could be a transitional one. But then also looking at Kofi Kingston, and all three of these men have something in common with Sami Zayn. They all can go in the ring. Sami Zayn can have a great match with a broomstick. You know why? Because he had it with Johnny Knoxville. We never thought we would be like, yo, this is a great match between Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville. No, we saw. It was like, oh, okay, cool. This is not even Owen Hart with the Nation.
It could have been. Yeah, but the thing is, I think the thing is, though, Owen Hart also was just so much better than everybody else in the Nation at just wrestling. Like, everybody, The Rock is included in that. Like, at that time, Owen Hart was just greater than the Nation of Domination. And so if you really let them get his shit off, they lose. But this, again, man, we haven't seen a world champion at this height, at this level, surrounded by people also at a very high level, and then like now everything that you attach into it is getting everybody over in some aspect or another. There is nobody that has not gotten over, if you will, being associated with Roman Reigns. Whether Roman Reigns wants you down or whether he want to beat your ass, you've gotten over in the last 2 years if you have worked with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to say the least about how this has worked. But Sami Zayn is probably at, basically may have had the biggest moment, at least right now, mm-hmm. of his career in the WWE. When it and it only took 18 minutes for it to happen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a match. It was basically a segment in the show that people became very invested in. Mm-hmm. And now you have the potential of setting up something with Sami Zayn, what it is with Jay and Jimmy, you know, with, you know, Sami's, you know, best friend helping him. Mm-hmm. And in turn, possibly getting a championship that way. Or, you know, there is, I'm sorry, y'all, for those who might not agree, you know, it's a chance now that we can see a Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns match because of where we're at, simply with what they did on SmackDown and where this can go. Because when Sami Zayn gets his ass beat by Jimmy and Jay and Solo, no, Paul Heyman may get a kick in or two. We don't know. Mm-hmm. When we get that, and then Roman Reigns basically telling him, you've never been family in the first place. Oh, man, it's going to tug on the heartstrings of America, ladies and gentlemen. White men ages 18 to 34 might even hate Roman Reigns because right now they like him.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And them and their favorite ginger snap, Sami Zayn, has got new merch, so that makes them feel, oh, I can be a noose too.
Now and then let's see if these joints get burned. All right, man. First Black Chat, make sure y'all get that merch, man. A little quick joint that happened before we move on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw much of it, but Teddy Long went on the blocking spree.
Yeah, no. I actually did not see this. I wish I would have. I was deadlocked on Dahmer last night. That shit is even sicker.
Oh, what episode? Back. What episode, real quick, you on that?
Oh, I watched all of them.
You're done?
Okay. Yeah, I did the first four Friday, and then 5 through 10. Man, what the hell? And the thing is, I got a couple homies from Milwaukee that actually lived there during this time, and everything makes so much sense now, but man, did it seem sicker being an adult and really seeing this whole layout.
Yeah, my family lived up there. I got stung by a bee in my eye in Jesus Milwaukee. Christ. Yeah, they thought Vincent beat my ass. Because we was out there throwing rocks at a beehive.
Yeah, okay. And y'all deserved it.
And then it was it. And then I turned around. All I saw was the screen door flapping.
Jesus.
And I walked up in the house and they said, what the hell wrong with you?
The only thing I saw was MJF saying that he blocked Teddy Long this morning.
Well, yeah, man. Apparently, like everybody in wrestling, everybody who follows him was getting blocked. Mm. I went and checked and the tweets are protected for me, you know, saying, you know, they protect the tweets, but I ain't get blocked. All right, from what you know of, are you blocked by any celebs?
No, the only one I probably would have been blocked by is Talib Kweli, but they got rid of him off Twitter in general. So,
there's
a couple bitches blocking me, but who gives a fuck about them? You know,
Joe Budden was the one that had blocked me.
Hey, that's funny. Yeah, I don't think, no, I gotta see. Man, now you want to make, I'm gonna see if I'm blocked by anybody. You know?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
But anybody important. I know somebody blocking me. I'm talking to people like it's important. Like I might know. Like if Nia Long was blocking me right now, I'd be hurt. You know what I mean? That wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Getting messed up what's going on with Nia Long and everything like that. You know, know, but yeah, like that people were like, yo, man, why I get blocked?
Tell you, like, hey, tell
only person he should be blocking is Ric Flair.
Yeah. You know, sounds like he might have Ole Anderson contact list. Man, he ain't on that shit no more. Oh, y'all fuck with dude after what I said years ago? All right, man.
Yeah, man. But that's wild, man. Shouts out to Teddy Long or whoever, hacked his account because they made Teddy Long trend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all good right now when it comes to just getting some love out here in these Twitter streets. All right, man. Yeah. Speaking of the Twitter streets, man, the Twitter streets was talking about Liv Morgan.
Yeah,
Liv Morgan wrestled your girl.
Yeah, man.
You know, and she got squashed, which makes me wonder what is the history? Well, not the history. What will be the legacy of all of the characters that old girl pronounced? I forgot her name that quick.
Yeah, hey, man, shout out to my favorite military MAGA cuck fantasy, Lacey Evans.
No.
You know.
That's how much you got to ask me. We forgot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just Lacey Evans, and I think I've said this before. I'll say it again because we got more people here tuned in. I like Lacey Evans because she's literally like the woman that you would see maybe it was in adult entertainment, or if she was a swinger, she would either be the woman that's thirsting for BBC or the one that's just totally not about taking any BBC. And I just like that look. Like, you know, like, I like white girls that look like that. I'm sorry. Shit, I mean, you know, Lacey, again, she's MAGA cuck fantasy all day for me personally, you know. That's all I got. That's, you know what I mean? I don't think we need to, I don't want the show to get off the rails too much with that statement. But Liv Morgan, right? I don't believe in any of this. Yeah. Hey, Major Guns. Yeah, a lot of big-breasted white women on Major Guns. Matter of fact, Major Guns was the big-breasted white woman in WCW.
Yes, she was. Is she still alive?
You know what? That's a good question. We should look that up after the show.
Because somebody had passed the cancer. I don't know if it's her or not.
Oh, shit. Damn.
But
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah. MAGA cuck fantasy. Yes, Liv Morgan. Yeah, I don't believe in any of this, man. I don't believe in any of this. There's always, even though she's winning clean, like the finishes are clean, there's always a technicality that's coming into play. I really thought that they were going to kind of steer her in one direction as a character. I don't think that's happening. Because on one hand, she talking her shit, but she's still kind of getting her ass beat, but she kind of winning. So, it's giving tweener vibes, as they say now. Mm-hmm. That's all the bad bitches say. It's giving tweener vibes. But overall, though, I don't think this is a great sell just for the SmackDown Women's Championship. It's still kind of up in the air. It doesn't have much of an identity now. It's just that you know Liv Morgan is the champ, and she's hanging on to the title word. Then you got Bianca Belair on Raw, dominating on with her title. Every champ is dominating but Liv Morgan, and that is my hang-up here.
How do I put this? I put this as a Bang B Noah moment.
Yeah, Major Guns got OnlyFans?
She do.
I'm sorry. Brandon, we're going to revisit that. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's still alive, too. She's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, you know what? Let me stop reading, because y'all got me on the Major Guns.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Brandon.
We're supposed to be giving y'all content, not looking at titties. And I will get sidetracked by titties.
Yeah, we're not searching for these things while we're doing the show. Look. All this did is confirm what I said was going to happen. It just took longer than it did to do.
Mm.
All this is setting up is for Liv Morgan to go crazy because she lost the belt and y'all believed in her until she won the belt. Told y'all. Now, her beating Lacey Evans' ass on SmackDown, including the bomb off the top rope, to basically put Lacey out. So I wonder what they're going to do with her character. She probably need to go back to, you know, NXT and finish that out. You know, maybe do what, you know, what others have done, you know, to revive their career. You know, maybe you do something like that. But the way Lacey Evans was beat up, those are one of those things where we won't see her for quite a while. She basically was a jobber that night. That being said, they did everything in their power to show that Liv Morgan can go toe-to-toe with Ronda Rousey. Yeah. They did everything in their power to do so.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of us expects Ronda Rousey to lose three times in a row to Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Because she's now extra aggressive. What I expect, on the other hand, though, is for Liv Morgan to take out her frustrations on a wrestler, maybe Aaliyah, and then turn a little bit like Chris Jericho did when he lost to Bell. I'm not a transitional champion.
Yeah.
You know, probably a Hell in a Cell. Like, you know, no, Chris Jericho got his rematch at Hell in a Cell and he lost it. And, you know, he had to work his way back into the main event picture. But he was always there. He just had to work himself back into that one. But you start seeing him go up against other people more often than not, becoming multiple-time intercontinental champion and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no secondary champion for the championship for the women. So she's going to feast on beating up some of these women. It's almost, in a sense, going to be a double face, a double turn here.
Okay.
Because even though Ronda Rousey is not necessarily a heel, she's a tweener too.
Yeah, yeah. And she's finally over as a tweener also.
Right. So this is a way maybe to get her over as a face. Because Charlotte Flair going to be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And when she back, I don't think they want her going up against Liv Morgan. They want her going up against Ronda Rousey again.
Yeah. Or at least setting up what's homegirl? Oh, Shayna Baszler. One of them. Because Charlotte versus Liv Morgan ain't going to work at all.
Mm-mm,
like,
it's not.
I mean, we've already seen Charlotte Flair show up on a Raw or a SmackDown, say that she's going to fight whoever the champ is and beat them that night. And sometimes that's been Sasha Banks. So you're not about to convince me in 2022 that she's going to do the same thing to Liv Morgan, and it's going to be difficult, and she's going to lose.
Nah, you ain't going to convince me of that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, but it looked good for Liv's future character.
Yeah.
Because now she's just going to be like, fuck this, fuck y'all, I'm beating everybody's ass, and I'm screaming.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what's going to happen with that. But it was interesting to hear, like, Michael Cole put or try to put Liv Morgan over, you know, when it came to the commentary, you know, along with the shit that happened outside of the top rope. So
yeah,
we'll see what happened with Liv Morgan on that one. But if we were to do our predictions today, I think we all know who I'm picking. And I think we all know who you picking too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's writing itself until they just make all of this look, I hate to say it, but yeah, make it more realistic. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to look more realistic.
Well,
and the thing is, we started off with like a year and a half ago being high on Liv Morgan as far as improvements go. I was like, oh, wow, you know who's improving a lot? Liv Morgan. But she hasn't improved to the point where she's a main event level talent that is making a great moment on a wrestling program happen.
Yeah, see, the gift and the curse of the women's division, it shouldn't be a gift and a curse.
Hmm.
but it is a gift and a curse, is that you have now multiple women who are capable of having those main event matches.
Yep.
You have capable women like Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey and potentially, if they do come back, Sasha Banks and mm-hmm. and Naomi. Mm-hmm. And then you have Liv Morgan. And it's like, yo, is she capable of having a match that can main event WrestleMania? Not sure if that's the case. And because the bar is now set so high for the women, this is also why I think the women, they just need to take that 24/7 championship and make it into a secondary women's championship. If AEW got something right, it's the TBS championship. I don't like the name, but it's the TBS championship for the women. Because you have the women vying for that championship, but then you have Jade Cargill, who's undefeated, got helped by Trina this weekend. You know?
You know what I'm saying? Because you always need the baddest bitches out.
You already need the baddest bitches out. So you have her as the secondary women's champion. And all it does is build anticipation to when we're going to get her in a match with the women's championship. Mm-hmm. Right now, the 24/7 champion is Dana Brooke.
Yeah, that's right.
Turn that into the TV champion, and the TV champion is for the championship, is for the women. Mm-hmm. And people like Raquel Rodriguez or a Dana Brooke or a Liv Morgan, a Carmella can hold the secondary belt and make that something, which I'm sure they will. And then you have these main women fighting for the championships, and it helps build you up. Same thing with the U.S. and the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. So they're going to need something like that, because what happens to the women when you don't have a belt on you? Everybody can't be fighting for the women's tag titles. You can't use that as a secondary championship. So
yeah.
That's my thing. Make that 24/7 championship a championship for the women. Rename it the TV championship. And then, boom, we go from there. Speaking of boom, we go for there. Man, the internet got sent off, apparently, this this past Friday. Because, you know, on Monday, you know, something came on the screen talking about some who killed your father or something like that. And it was like, you did. And then it said 9/23 on Friday. And it was 9/23. And we saw another QR code and some other stuff. And then that QR code is now pointing to the longitude and latitude coordinates for Raw this Monday, which will be in Edmonton, I believe. Okay. So this rabbit has become a big thing on commercial breaks. They play the White Rabbit song during the commercial breaks. Everybody put their phone lights out there and everything, and everybody is and all that stuff, and it is taking on a thing of its own. Now, many people believe that the White Rabbit is Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. There's others who point to Karrion Kross being known as the White Rabbit when I think he was in Lucha Underground or something like that. There are people who point to this being sort of like an Alice in Wonderland twist on Bray Wyatt and the characters in the Firefly Funhouse.
Okay.
Whereas Bray Wyatt could be the leader. The White Rabbit could be Karrion Kross. The buzzard could be what's my man name? Damian. No, that's my man who chasing after the Miz.
Oh. Loomis, Dexter Loomis.
There you go, Dexter Loomis. And you know, just making the whole thing, Bray Wyatt could be the fat pig or whatever. But there's a lot of speculation when it comes to the White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, who's the White Rabbit? And what if it ain't Bray Wyatt?
Oh, man. Okay. So, won't lie, promo scared me a little bit. I don't even think I had an edible or nothing. I was just like, whoa, wait. What the fuck is happening? So, that was one for me. Who is the White Rabbit? I mean, it kind of just feels like it just should be Bray Wyatt. But because I would hate for this all to be like leading to the return of Eric Rowan. Like, come on, fam. Like, why? We don't need this much for him, do we?
Not at all.
But no disrespect, but yo, fam, come on. That's a lot of promo dollars being used and slot time used if it's motherfucking Eric Rowan. And, you know, hey, I always, you know what, when I see the right rabbit for y'all, let's see how y'all going. I always think of the Exotic Express and Adam Rose and the bunny who was kicking everybody's ass and hopping around. I still want to know who the fuck the bunny was.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Hey, because the bunny was actually cold. So, I mean, and again, I don't know. If, like, again, we're wasting promo dollars on that. I think we're, again, it's in a situation where it's kind of got to be Bray Wyatt, right? Because out of everybody available, any federation, I don't see us being this excited or even curious if the climax is anybody else that's just not Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, it has to be Bray Wyatt. I don't even know who could be that in this industry. Like, I don't know who else it could be that would shock or surprise us. So, man, it has to be Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt has to be made into an attraction.
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. To kind of double up with a segment that we planned on talking about today. Who's next for Bobby Lashley? Who's next for Bobby Lashley?
Wow.
The White Rabbit, in order for this to work, has to attack somebody of relevance.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Riddle Seth freaking Rollins feud is not over.
No.
So if it's not over, who's next for the Raw Heavyweight Champion? Not calling him the U.S. Champion, y'all.
Right. I'm
calling him the Raw Heavyweight Champion.
You're damn right.
If this is Bray Wyatt, Bray Wyatt has to attack Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
If the coordinates for the White Rabbit is on Raw, he needs to attack him, or we need to start seeing the White Rabbit segments during Bobby Lashley segments. The WWE has done something that they have not done in years with this that's been amazing to me. And they've taken the Marvel way of getting these things done. The Easter eggs. Because all of these are Easter eggs. Like, yeah. even on NXT with Joe Gacy and his crew, there's a random dude in a red hoodie with a mask on that you might just see on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Easter eggs. As you've even said, watch behind people now on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because you might see something. That's how we saw Dexter Lumis. Like, what was that car doing in the back?
Right.
They're doing a great job at this Easter egg thing.
Yeah.
But for this to work, you have to attack somebody that's relevant. The Miz is relevant. So attacking Dexter Lumis, attacking him, sets Dexter Lumis up.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman attacking anybody in the tag team division the way he's been doing sets him up because it sets him up from doing what he was doing in the first place.
Yeah.
for Bray Wyatt to work, he can't attack somebody random. He has to attack somebody of relevance. Mm-hmm. He has to antagonize somebody of relevance. And who's more relevant on Raw than the Raw heavyweight champion, Bobby Lashley? Mm-hmm. I will throw out a twist here, though. Mm-hmm. I believe it's Bray Wyatt. I believe it's wrestling's worst-kept secret because of what you're doing it. But I'm going to throw out a name here. What if it's another version of Elias?
Hey, not mad at that, because shit, I've been trying to be right about Elias for 3 years now. Well, shit.
I'm just saying, yeah, everybody, do something else. Everybody assumes that it's Bobby, that it's Bray Wyatt. Everybody is assuming this. All clues point to Bray Wyatt. But what if it's Elias? And maybe a different version, a more creepier version of Elias. Maybe it's that. It would not shock me if it was somebody else. Mm-hmm. It may piss me off. Because we just automatically assume, and this is Bray.
Right.
But I am prepared for it to be somebody else.
Okay.
And the only other person that I could think of that we have not seen on TV now since he got his ass whooped is Elias.
Yeah. That's a great point there.
So I'm throwing that out there. And, I mean, I guess you answered the next question. Would you be mad if it's Elias? You just said you want to be right on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, and you know what? And see, even as I thought about everybody it could be, Elias didn't cross my mind. And that is a great callback to, hey, that would be a suitable replacement to me. Because, you know, it's only a handful of superstars that just the world of wrestling Twitter, if you will, they want to see go to the WWE, or it would make news for it to come to WWE. And with the year of unveils and appearances and reappearances that they've had, all of this promo can't just go to anybody. Like, shit, Cody Rhodes returned at WrestleMania.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you have just even Braun Strowman's return, which has been successful. And, you know, you can't have moments like that and then we closing out with, again, Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
With, like, more cut up, you know what I mean? Or, like, this can't even be for the demented diva, like if they were gonna do like Zelina Vega, like, and she was Queen of the Damned or something like that, that ain't gonna work either. It's like,
so she couldn't be Alice in Wonderland, so to speak.
Not with her space. Like, she gotta come with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, hey, not that I know anything and not that it makes any sense, but like, if it led to her and Aleister Black coming together as one, now that you get my attention with, but you still got to do something with homie, because his best run is still in NXT.
Yeah. And we don't expect Aleister Black to be in the WWE anytime soon.
Right.
Because of, you know, the way that the release happened. He has a conditional release. But apparently, another Can't Be Noah moment. I'm just going to salute you again today. You've been getting your Can't Be Noah moments on, fam.
Hey, man.
Because it was you that said on this show that Triple H was going to start calling people.
Hey, yeah, and it's a real thing. It is a real thing.
It is not only a real thing. You got Malakai Black, who announced that he asked for his release. He was granted his release, a conditional release. But because of certain things that got out, he sent out a long note which basically insinuated that promises was made at AEW and it was not had, and he was unhappy about a number of things. So his health and unhappiness, he asked for his release, he got it. And he was one of those people that was reportedly under contract for a long amount of time. Apparently it was about, 2026 or 2027. But the more interesting thing that came out this weekend was Bobby Fish reportedly tried to convince Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly to quit AEW and return to WWE. And they both told him no.
See what being the follower gets you, ladies and gentlemen? See what being the follower gets you?
Mm-mm. Wow. That was shocking. Now, Bobby Fish showed up at Victory Road on Impact this weekend. So you have that. But the other part about this that was interesting is they told somebody with the Tony Khan, and they told who was possibly the person who told. Apparently, the WWE sent out fillers to FTR, which is the Revival, Swerve Strickland, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Andrade, Malakai Black. Reportedly, allegedly, Swerve may have been the guy that went to Tony Khan and said, "Hey, they trying to get me, fam." God.
Oh, come on, Swerve. Come on, man. How Django of you, bro? No, it wasn't. Well, that's the movie. Who was Sam Jackson in the fucking Django? Who was
that? I forgot his name, but him.
I'm looking it up because we got to use that. That's not right, man. Man, you was just inspiring young black kids at the school with your title and your dance moves and Keith Lee.
Said the dance.
And now you're fucking telling the dance moves. Because people got other opportunities potentially available to them to get back what was already built, man. What's wrong with you, man? Nah.
Man. First of all, I'm not really shocked at Triple H calling me like, "Yo, y'all good over there?"
Yeah, Steven.
But I'm going to say this again. If I'm Adam Cole, I am snitching ass Randy. If I'm Adam Cole, I'm looking at Karrion Kross and I'm saying that should be me. That's what I'm saying, fam. Mm-hmm. Now, Adam Cole, who is injured and he is preparing to come back to AEW, basically saying, "When I come back, this shit mine." I don't know if you really want this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm conflicted. Here's why I'm conflicted, Kev. So move on. So what we're going to talk about, for you to have a little bit of fun here. John Moxley is now your 3 or 4 time, how they want to put it, AEW champion. John Moxley went against Bryan Danielson. You pick John, I pick Bryan. It just seems like Bryan is going to be the bridesmaid and never the bride in AEW. In the time that it matters. I said that Bryan Danielson is a bigger star. They need to put the belt on the bigger star.
House nigga Steven. Yep. I saw the name too. I was going to wait.
Almost choked, fam. And it's funny because I think it was Swerve that got, the internet and a little bit of the tiff.
Yeah.
When they did the Black Wrestler 500. I think it was him. He was like, "Yo, I'm just a wrestler. And I know Moose was like that, but I think Swerve got some people upset about that. But you have that. You have Adam Cole. You have all of these people, but you have John Moxley as your champion. And that's cool. More of a workhorse to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a star at this point to boost the program. And while I think John Moxley is a star, I think Bryan Danielson is the biggest star. But something that wasn't surprising to me, let me say this now, I was not surprised when this happened. I was surprised that it took so long.
Mm.
Because here's where I come at some of the AEWites when certain people come into the organization. Claudio Castagnoli, y'all joking around, said that he should be a four-time AEW champion the day that he signed. This is a guy that y'all said is a world champion. He is a world champion. Put the belt on him. Don't do like the WWE do and put these belts on these old people. So what did Claudio Castagnoli get? A belt that eluded him for years. The Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship. Such an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who he loses it to? The Wizard, Chris Jericho. Not the Lionheart, Chris Jericho.
Oh, man.
Not the Painmaker, Chris Jericho. Not the Chris Jericho that just started saying a whole bunch of big words, Chris Jericho.
Mm.
Not the Chris Jericho that damn near blinded Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho.
No.
The Wizard, Chris Jericho. Not to be confused with the Wizard on Nickelodeon.
Hey, Mr. What's up to Mr. Wizard, man? I almost burnt our kitchen down. Shout out to Mr. Wizard, man. It's my
That's
guy.
Now your Ring of Honor champion. Now I know this is a way of saying that we have Chris Jericho has had a title for every organization. This is similar to The Rock winning the WCW championship and Kurt Angle winning that bad boy too. This is the same situation as that. I get it. But this is what y'all said was not going to happen here. This one ain't gonna happen. That type of booking ain't gonna happen here.
Mm.
And guess where it happened at, ladies and gentlemen? AEW.
Man, Camp. Oh man.
Camp,
mm-hmm.
When you saw that, along with the debut
mm-hmm.
of Saraya, aka Paige from the WWE, which legit got me popped. I legit hey. Popped on that one. Like, yeah. Oh, her neck okay, though? I hope so.
Right.
I hope so. Because I think if there's anybody that can boost up that women's division, if she's able to wrestle,
mm-hmm.
it is Saraya.
Yeah.
That right there, Tony Khan, is a coup for you.
Yes. Honestly, his best acquisition, I think his best acquisition overall, definitely top three, period. I'm throwing Bryan Danielson in that two. And I think we still got to see the third because Adam Cole would have been. But Adam Cole ain't quite panning out due to health reasons. So I'm sticking with Bryan Danielson and Paige.
So, hitting back to John Moxley and Jericho,
mm-hmm.
did they make the right decision by handing over belts to Jericho and Mox?
Yeah. Because of everything that happened the last 4 weeks. Yeah. Finally, you got wrestlers and sports entertainers that know how to sell the business without airing out the business and giving you some notoriety to move forward with what you really trying to do, which is run a professional wrestling organization, a for-profit business called AEW that is trying to get in the black or the green for the fourth quarter. Yes, this was the best thing to do because look, and unfortunately, you know, Castellino, that's how we're saying it,
right? Castagnoli.
Claudio, whatever, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, him having the title don't take enough heat off of CM Punk, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega.
But no, no, Cam, no, 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 no. Claudio coming over here, being part of the Blackpool Comeback Club, all of these things. He's finally going to get what he deserved, Cam.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you know what? He did get what he deserved. And you know what he got, ladies and gentlemen? Proof that he's not in the tier A of rare air of attractions and main eventers. Mm. Because if he was that important, the CM Punk versus the EVP news wouldn't have got as big as a champion in the organization. We've heard more about Ring of Honor and the people that used to wrestle for it in the last month than we heard about the man holding the title or winning the title or losing the title. Like, none of it worked. None of it fucking worked. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful to him. We're just showing where our entertainment value lies. Right now, AEW is starving for y'all to keep it wrestling. Tony Khan would love for y'all to just keep it wrestling. Hey, let's keep it hip hop. We don't need the violence. We don't need all that other bullshit in the culture. Let's just keep it hip hop. Well, they tried with Claudio, and it ain't fucking working. They tried with Hangman Adam Page as the champion. It ain't fucking working. What they needed, and what every company will need that's doing pro wrestling and sports entertainment or a mixture of both, because I know y'all like to split hairs.
Yeah.
Y'all need to have champions that supersede the nonsense that's going on your programming. So it's unfortunate, but I get it. I think the funnier shit, though, is, Bang, is that the guy that led the sports entertainment storyline has now the ultimate orgasm of indie titles in his grasp. I love the fact that Chris Jericho has the fucking Ring of Honor title, because now all of you indie jerk-offs, that's where everybody was so much better than everybody in the WWE at the time. Now you got to look at the face of the guy that's won every fucking world title ever.
I mean,
Eddie from Canada, and he's in a rock group.
I know that there's a possible, I guess there's a possible feud, so to speak, that can happen with Chris Jericho and what's my man named Daniel Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
There's a potential for that. There's, yeah. You know, that's a potential feud for that. Okay, let's, yeah. Yeah.
You know how that's going to end?
How is that going to end?
Until they start profiting at least $1 million a quarter. Hey, look. Look, sorry. Sorry, y'all. This is how organizations are run. When you have a for-profit business, you want to make money. When you say Daniel Garcia to me, I automatically think about movies and boxing.
Damn.
All right. Sorry.
Damn.
So he gotta get his ass whooped by Chris Jericho for the Ring of Honor Championship. Sorry.
Damn. Now look, I know Daniel Garcia had a great match with Daniel Bryan. I mean, not Daniel Bryan, excuse me. Yuta. But Daniel Bryan too. Yeah. But he, Yuta Willer, he had a great match with Yuta Willer to win the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship, the TV Championship, and all of those things. It's just that piece that scares me, and will continue to scare me, is when you're putting belts on people that don't elevate the belts. I'm sorry. much as we want to talk that shit, Chris Jericho don't elevate that belt. He does not. Sorry, y'all. He don't elevate that belt.
But why, though? I want you to get into the why he's not elevating the belt.
Oh, man, look, man, the easy why. The easy why here is that, in my opinion, nobody cares about that belt.
Thank you.
Sorry. They don't care about that belt. Why should we care about that belt? Somebody tell me, why should we care about the AEW, the Ring of Honor belts?
Like, man, it's really no reason. But you know what? This is what you do again when you scrambling. Like, they scrambling. These motherfuckers are Steve Young at Tampa Bay. He's just scrambling for his life, trying to make some shit work. And sorry, but again, they need to downsize AEW and get Dynamite looking like something that people respect every single week first before we because they're doing a lot of shit. They're just doing a lot of shit. Oh, let's add an extra show. Let's buy this organization. Let's say we bought this catalog. Let's bring this title back into it. Fam, the Ring of Honor title is technically more important than the AEW championship.
It has more legacy to it.
Yes. So it's like, what are you doing? I thought you wanted to build your company and your title and the future. This, hey, look, I'm not going to say I ever ran a successful wrestling organization. I'm just saying I wouldn't do the shit like this.
Keep doing that.
Like, man, listen, I just wouldn't do it like this. That's all I'm saying.
I am going to keep doing that until the cows come home. What do we get out of Chris Jericho in this phony ass celebration to make us think anything that makes us think that it's worth it? See, AEW suffers from, I don't give a damn from y'all belts anyway. Mm-hmm. They suffer from that syndrome to me.
Yeah.
Give a fuck about this goddamn Trios Championship.
Yeah.
And that's why I hate some wrestler fans, because y'all ain't give a damn. The same wrestler fans my age. Same ones my age. Ain't give a damn about the goddamn Trios titles when WCW had them on. Back in the day. Ain't give a damn about that belt.
Yeah.
Who of our age that used to watch WCW was like, oh man, the six-man tag team championships on the line. It's like Junkyard Dog, Tommy Rich, and some random person versus the Freebirds.
Yeah, Bad Street. And even then I was like, oh shit, Bad Street is like, is that the Tribe Called Quest person? but yeah, hey man, they tried. Hey, listen. They gave the belt to Michael PSAs and it still couldn't work. But that just shows you that you don't need a six-man tag team championship. Like, you just don't need it. Like,
you don't.
When have you and two of your friends always been ready to fight? Like, that's why the belt don't work. Like, it don't even work in real life. Have you ever been in a fight? Or have you ever been like, it's always three of the same friends willing to fight? No, it's like a different combination. It's like, no. Chill. Man, he ain't nobody. It's like, no, we just going to just fuck everybody up. It's three of us. It don't really work like that.
It don't. You look, man, you.
somebody got to have some chill. If it's three of y'all, somebody got to have some chill. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man, you are actually 100% right about what you just said, which leads me again. It's like, yo, a six-man title? Like, wow. And then it makes, what's my man name? It makes Pac. It makes him a double champion. Mm-hmm. It makes him a double champion because he has that other championship, the All-Atlantic Championship. Like, the All-Atlantic Championship is supposed to be the Intercontinental Championship, man. Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be, but it's not, you know.
Right.
But you have that championship right there. You have the TNT championship. You have the Trios championship. You have the World Championship. I'm here to tell y'all, in the mortal words of Stephen A. Smith, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care at all. It's too many of these shits, ladies and gentlemen. It's too many of these belts. Let's get rid of these shits. Why do we need all of these belts? And then Pac is defending the belt all over the world. Like, that's the whole shtick right there. It's like, oh, man, they're defending the championship all over the world. Yes! Bruh, I'm here to tell y'all, we don't care. We do not care. I'm going to continue saying that shit. We do not care. Why? They make the championship, but we barely seen the shit.
Yeah.
Barely seen the shit.
You know what I'm saying? And see, but that this also speaks to the other bullshit. If you're a great wrestler, you don't need a title.
No.
To function on a program. I thought all this shit was so much better. I thought they had all the best younger talent.
Think we all did, fam. Think we all did. I think we all feel the same way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Think we all feel the same way when we say that belt, man, should be... It should elevate. And it's not. It's just not at all. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about it is that folks don't get it. Because
mm-hmm.
of how they are or what they plan on doing to just talk about that brand in general. Don't care. It doesn't matter. And Ring of Honor, in a sense, to me, it just made to be seen like that don't matter. Bruh, Chris Jericho, again, does nothing for that belt.
Yeah.
Not one thing for it. And to me, we forgot that Claudio Castagnoli, this is the one thing that we didn't say. We forgot that he was the champ.
Yeah.
We saw him defend that belt like once or twice. We forgot he was a champ. It's like, oh. And then it was like him versus Chris Jericho at AEW Grand Slam. All right, cool. Hey. And then he loses the belt. So, look, man, only way this is going to work to me is that Claudio Castagnoli needs to defeat John Moxley for the World Heavyweight Championship, and which will make him a 5-time former AEW Heavyweight Champion. Okay. Oh, also at AEW Grand Slam, shouts out to the Acclaim. Everybody loves the Acclaim, and everybody loved them after their match with Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland, because they are now the new AEW Championships from the hip-hop world and the world that we are so entrenched in. Fabulous came down to the ring with Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland, while DJ Who Kid and his mask came down the ring with the Acclaim. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, why the fuck would we do this in 2022? The funny thing about Fab being on AEW to me is I go back to that WrestleMania where Thugonomics John Cena was just getting the shit off and he wanted to do a live rap battle. And they said they called Fab. And they called Jay. Now, I don't know what Jay ever said about it, but the story that I'm just going to believe is fat. They were like, I'm not doing the rap battle with him because he can say anything and it's going to look like he won and I rap better than him. And do I believe that Fabulous is a better rapper than John Cena? Yeah, I do. But Fabulous was so aware that wrestling fans have no idea who the fuck he is.
Damn, I forgot.
At the peak of his popularity, that he opted not to go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Fab is in his 40s. Married man with children. Still rapping at a high level in my estimation. But if you're going to convince me that the AEW crowd know who the fuck Fabulous is, when he wouldn't go to WWE because he figured the crowd is against me at WrestleMania, you can't make sense of this shit to me at fucking all. You just cannot. And DJ Who Kid, again, another name. Right. Another name that I think if you are just ingrained in hip hop or you just have a certain affinity for 50 Cent now, you know who DJ Who Kid is.
Yeah.
Because again, we have another hip hop legend just past their popularity prime. I'm going to say popularity prime because there was a point where, you know, G-Unit Radio was one of the hottest, newest, shiniest toys in the hip-hop stratosphere, and many people were tuning into it. And I'm not saying that white people don't love Who Kid. He tells us all the time because he likes to fuck random white women in clubs.
Yeah.
So it's not that I think they're unaware, but it's, again, are we doing shit to move the needle? Are we doing shit to say we doing some shit? Because nothing in the branding. The only smart, I'm just going to sum this up. I don't want to talk too long on this. But I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, because we still got one more celebrity we got to talk about.
Yeah. They're not, they've only made two smart entertainment or music, hip-hop entertainment into wrestling moves. But I'm going to let Bang get this other one off before we go into that.
And the other one was the baddest bitch, Trina, which we talked about, we mentioned a little bit earlier. Trina had appeared on AEW Dynamite saying that she was going to accompany Diamante to the ring, who just so happens to be the girlfriend of Kiera Hogan, who's one of the baddies. But then on the Rampage, the wrestling match happened and Diamante lost, of course. And Trina basically pushed her down and she aligned herself with the baddie, that bitch, excuse me.
Yeah.
Jade Cargill, that bitch. So, your thoughts, and then of course, West Side Gunn, who's always in attendance, was there. So I would love to know your thoughts on hip hop having such a major part of AEW.
I love black women so much. I really do. But what the fuck is Trina doing at AEW, man? Like, what the fuck is she doing there? Hey, look, I'll be fair. If this was, if SmackDown is in Miami and she happened to hop the barricade, I'm like, what the fuck is Trina doing at SmackDown? Why do I say that? I don't know what Trina's into besides diamonds, money, and telling us how she feeds her pussy to black males. That's all I know about Trina. That's it. All right? Tony Khan just must be calling every black person he know in Florida. From, when does AEW air again? Tuesdays, right?
Wednesday.
All right, Wednesdays. So from Thursday to Tuesday, he just calling all the black people in Florida that he can. Because, a lot of rappers migrate to Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, I seen there was a party going on. I think I seen Diddy there. Would anybody like to stop through the show? I can work something in. Oh, Fabulous and Trina were there? I remember DJ Who Kid. Yeah, I'm well aware who that is. Yeah. Oh, hey, tell them. Come on out. We'll bring them out. We'll have a segment and everything. You know, the guys with their own creative. I'll let them think about it once they get here. That's what the fuck AEW looks like when shit like this happens. And don't get me wrong. Black people on TV, black people trying to get their cross promotion and just overexposure on, I'm with it. We got to start doing shit that makes sense. And what this tells me, Bang, is that Tony Khan doesn't have a problem spending the money, whether it makes sense or not. Because instead of getting Who Kid, Trina, and Kevin Gates, and fucking Fabulous, the bigger thing you should have did was just give West Side Gunn a contract. That works way better for you than this. You give Action Bronson the contract. Because those are the only two smart rap moves you've made since this company has existed. Everybody else don't count. When the fuck have you ever seen Jermaine Dupri say anything about wrestling? He writes songs for people.
Man.
This is pandering by definition when you don't understand what pandering is supposed to do.
Like I told y'all, it was going to be a part of this pod. Why just let him rock? I'm just hitting it nodding my head.
Because I love all these people. I'm rooting for everybody black too, Issa. But what the fuck is this? And I don't even mean like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm insulted. Like, this is racist. No, it ain't none of that. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense, like, trying to streak during in the suite section at the football game. Like, why would you do it there? Why would you run through the halls naked? You're supposed to get on the field, stupid. That's how people see it. Chris Collinsworth ain't gonna say shit about this. That's what this is to me. You're just doing shit to say you did it and to say, hey, we've had superstars come to our show. Like, that's all he's doing. Meanwhile, Paul and Stephanie are like, well, we'll just send the wrestlers out. That works. Like, oh, hey, we'll give Logan Paul a title shot in Saudi Arabia. Cause that's bigger than this shit with all of 100 million albums that walk through the door in the whole month of August. And they couldn't get 1 million people to watch this shit. It's okay. We'll just give Logan Paul a title shot in Saudi Arabia. And we'll still get national coverage. That's why you know the shit ain't working. That's why it don't fucking work. I'm done. I'm cool. We'll stop right there. There ain't no reason to say shit else.
I'm just going to add this. It feels to me that the only person that know the product is West Side Gunn.
Yeah, hey, obviously.
It's because I don't know if it's something that you saw. Matter of fact, Brando just put it up because I wanted to wait to get your reaction, more reaction.
Yo. Bro.
Who Kid and Waka Flocka has challenged Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland to a match. The winner would win. The loser would have to give 100K to charity. I'm going to leave Action Bronson out of this because Action Bronson actually looked the part in his tag match with Hook.
Hey, listen, man. He looks like underdeveloped Otis right now. But I'm fucking with it because his whole aesthetic is, I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah, and And see, the difference between Action Bronson and everybody else we named is, like you just said, Action Bronson is a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And he actually got in the ring and wrestled.
Yeah.
Everybody else has simply either sat ringside or went to sit down in the seat back in the stands. Hey, Kevin, even Kevin Gates get a pass here. Because he threw a punch. Do I think Kevin Gates know the AEW product? Nah. Just who to punch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'll hit somebody in my album out.
Yeah, my album. Who we punching here?
Yeah.
But I don't think that Fabulous know the AEW product. Who kid know probably Swerve?
Yeah. He definitely got his email at G Unit Radio.
Yeah, like the music.
Don't you wrestle?
You wrestle too? Oh, man. Oh, okay. Cool. I bet.
Yo.
So, but Trina in New York? Bruh. You was better off bringing the Ice Spice Girl.
Man. Yeah. That would have worked way better. That would have worked way better. And her and RVD's wife can have a twerk off. That would have worked better for me. At least you making it make sense and making it timely.
Yeah. Like,
I want Black Wrestlers Matter to step in on this. Because why the fuck is Who Kid and Waka Flocka Flame, one hood ass nigga, battling Keith Lee and Swerve for the tag titles? Like, why?
But just for money. It's for charity.
Man, listen. I want Black Wrestlers Matter to step in on this. Because this ain't right either. Hey, look. Now, y'all got on Vince's ass. And he deserved it. But this is worse. And I'm going to tell you why it's worse. Now, you got two professionals with titles, and y'all not even defending them against real competition. Mm. Y'all just beating up Black people that used to be the hottest shit in the streets. Why? Like, that ain't cool. Like, oh, so they Kimbo Slice now? They just gonna go and just beat up rappers in different cities? Like, what is this? What is this?
I mean, that's what Pac's supposed to be doing.
Like that. Hey, see, these internet wrestlers weren't that hot. See, hey, it's proof. Here is the proof. Y'all don't even want to see wrestlers wrestling each other. So now he's just hiring rappers.
The other part of it is where is the promotion for this? Because they just pop out with him.
Well, see, man, that's the thing.
It's like, oh, Fab's here.
See, that's the thing. They know wrestling fans don't know them. They know that like, why promote when they don't know who the fuck it is? They don't know who the fuck they are.
This
we know who it is.
That's coming from a Fabulous fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Look, Fab is my guy. I can look at every camera shot that is at an AEW event. I can tell you, none of the motherfuckers know who the fuck Fabulous is. They've never heard so into you. And they definitely ain't heard Keeping It Gangster. They don't know that's him on the song with Neo.
They didn't hear Breathe?
They don't know that.
They ain't hear Breathe?
Hell no. Didn't Breathe play at like a sporting event? Maybe so.
Breathe sometimes get played like during the fourth quarter of games when it's close.
Yeah, and wasn't that the promo for like the Eastern Conference Finals or some shit?
I don't remember.
Maybe they know Breathe, but they don't know it's him. Right, he didn't come out to it. Like, they don't know who the fuck Fabulous is. Hey, that's like, oh my God. Like that's the equivalent to me of that is fucking Mayor Hawthorne working into a black church. A lot of people don't know who Mayor Hawthorne. Every time I say, oh, yo, you heard the new Mayor Hawthorne? Who is that? I'm like, yo, it's the white dude. But he got, you know, he do some soulful joints. He bringing like a lot of the, he was doing the Silk Sonic shit before they was. Oh, he jammed like Silk Sonic? Like, yeah, but 10 years ago. Like, he's still putting out albums. Like, hey. If Mayor Hawthorne was on the bill at the Indiana Black Expo in 2023, I want you to just tell me how many black people buying tickets. That's what I want you to do and tell me. That's what I want you to tell me.
Hey, man. Like, I knew you was just going to go off on a tangent for this one. That's why I ain't said much.
Yo, that's...
Oh, I don't know if Fabulous moves the needle for the white men ages 18 to 34.
Yo.
But he getting a post through us.
Hey.
About his appearance.
Yeah.
And Trina's appearance and Hookie's appearance. But I just need you to say, do white men ages 18 to 34 are wrestler fans, do they know Fab?
Do white men age 18 to 34 who enjoy pro wrestling have no idea who the fuck Fabulous is? That's period. Like, yeah, hey, Mayor Hawthorne do go hard. Like, he do. But if he fucking showed up at Essence Fest, people would be like, who is the white boy? That's trying to... Like, that sound kind of sound like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, who is it? Like, that's what they would say.
Hey, man, before we get out of here with Guaranteed Tees, I will say this. I have never listened to a Mayor Hawthorne album or song. Today, because of Camp from the Port, I will. You put him over more than they did for Fabulous and Trina.
There you go.
DJ Who Kid.
There you go. Hey.
Hey, man, do you got any Guaranteed Tees today?
Oh, man. You know, man, Guaranteed Tees, you know, really, I don't have anything in particular. It just looks like everything is playing out as it should, really. I think a lot of things that we were saying. Oh, you know what? No. I'm just going to call back to what I said about the women's tag tournament instead of my guarantee. Because look at that. Women's tag team title tournament over with. Champions are established. And who do they put together? Shotzi and Raquel Rodriguez. Like I said, they should have been in the fucking tournament in the first fucking place. That's it. That's what I got.
I'm just going to go on a limb here. The white rabbit ain't Bray Wyatt.
Mm.
Okay. It's Elias.
Mm.
I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. It's time for me to do a guarantee to just so out there that it ain't that.
Yeah.
The white rabbit is not Bray Wyatt. It's Elias. It is a more menacing, demented version of Elias because the WWE cannot come to terms with Bray Wyatt.
Mm. Mm.
That's my guarantee, y'all. If this guarantee comes true, do you know the shit that will be spoken here on FBC Pod next week? If that happens, all of our P1s, I better get a tweet, a Facebook post, tweet all your friends, text all your friends. If you know people in the wrestling industry, you say, Bang called this one. I don't know how he called it, but he said it wasn't Bray Wyatt. It was going to be Elias, and Elias came in and beat the shit out of Kevin Owens. I am telling you, so much shit is going to be talked. Somebody better find out Triple H's phone number and call him and say, hey, yo, I think you need to give him a job because he called it. I don't even know how he called it. Like, I know everything pointed to Bray Wyatt, but he said, no, it is Elias, because by this time, Elias should have his beard back.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
If this happens, we talking shit.
Absolutely.
But if it don't happen, like I told y'all, I don't expect this to happen. But, you know, a lot of my guarantees come true. You know, sometimes you got to throw one out there that's just, like, very impossible. So, just saying. But if it happens, we talking all type shit. Yeah, all right, man. Hit us off, G.
Oh, man. Yes. It is time to close out the show, man. And we got to close it out the right way. Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you all for tuning into the show, keeping the streams live, the live conversation. We definitely enjoyed that. It's a great extra added element to the show.
Yes.
So thank you, Ross. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, the people that scrolled up. So I can't see your name, but salute to you. I think Donnie was in there as well.
Yes, sir.
And, man, listen, man, the likes, comments, shares, the tags, the links, videos, memes, all of it being shared and all of it being a conversation and the focal point of what we do. We greatly appreciate it. We greatly appreciate your input. Obviously, Bang and I could do the show without you, but your interaction and your spirit and your positive energy towards this whole experience makes it that much greater. And always know, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast. Champ. Bang. We are out.